This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 28th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is warm and sunny. Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle sea breeze. Jerusalem is clear and bright. In Haifa, the sunshine is plentiful, making it a perfect day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, Netanyahu will meet Trump to discuss Iran, Gaza, and Saudi Arabia, according to JTA. Also, an Israeli airstrike killed a Hamas internal security chief in central Gaza earlier today, reports JNS. Also this hour, Saudi Arabia clarifies that recognition of Israel is not a condition in the nuclear agreement, as reported by Israel Hayom. Separately, a new love story emerges among the ancient ruins of the biblical city of Shiloh, Israel Hayom reports. And finally, new talks between Israel and Lebanon are set to begin in Rome on August 4th, says the Times of Israel. Reaction has been swift on social media. Raylan Givens, a commentator, shared just minutes ago that Netanyahu has been seeking a White House invitation, but Trump's team has shown reluctance. Avi Meyer, a media personality, announced just now that he will discuss Netanyahu's visit to the White House on CNN shortly. From X, the latest. Middle East 24 reports a Saudi-funded military training program in Somalia with claims that some recruits may be deployed to Sudan. Now for more on those stories, starting with Netanyahu's upcoming meeting with Trump. Earlier today, sources from JTA report that the meeting will address critical regional issues, including Iran's nuclear ambitions and the situation in Gaza. The implications of this meeting could influence future diplomatic relations and regional stability. Turning to the airstrike in Gaza, earlier today, JNS reported the killing of a Hamas internal security chief. This strike follows the weekend's operations that eliminated two other commanders. These actions intensify tensions and could lead to further escalations in the region. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia has clarified its stance on the nuclear agreement with the U.S. Israel Hayom reports that Saudi recognition of Israel is not a prerequisite in the deal. This statement could impact the dynamics of Middle Eastern diplomacy, especially concerning U.S. and Israeli relations. In a lighter vein, Israel Hayom shares the story of a romance blossoming among the ancient ruins of Shiloh. This modern-day love tale echoes the historic gatherings of the Daughters of Shiloh. It reminds us of the timeless human connections that transcend eras. And finally, the Times of Israel reports that new talks between Israel and Lebanon will commence in Rome on August 4th. These negotiations aim to expand IDF withdrawal zones and resolve border disputes. Successful talks could pave the way for lasting peace and cooperation between the two nations. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports that a consortium of banks has financed 10 billion shekels for the Northern Israel Light Rail project, linking Haifa, Nof HaGalil, and Nazareth. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals that Jared Kushner has sold over a billion shekels worth of shares in Phoenix, but is losing control over the company. And finally, in financial news, CTech reports that Ilya Sutskever's AI startup, Safe Superintelligence, has raised significant funds from NVIDIA, despite not yet launching a product. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 3 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.